China Assails Five Eyes Intelligence Network Axis of White Supremacy. By Simon Kent on February 24, 2021. Members of the Five Eyes Intelligence Network were denigrated as members of an axis of white supremacy by Beijing on Tuesday, as China's state-sanctioned media went on the attack just 48 hours after UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warned white supremacy is an increasing threat to global security. An editorial by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, mouthpiece Global Times, headlined Five Eyes Today's Axis of White Supremacy, said Canada, Britain, the US and Australia were taking coordinated action against China. Fifth member New Zealand was left out of the direct attack. They have formed a US-centered, racist, and mafia-style community, willfully and arrogantly provoking China and trying to consolidate their hegemony as all gangsters do, the tabloid exclaimed, before delivering the racism allegation. They are becoming a racist axis aimed at stifling the development rights of 1.4 billion Chinese. The editorial continued. Except for New Zealand, the smallest of the five countries and unwilling to get too involved in international conflicts, the other four are increasingly coordinating their attacks against China and have rapidly transformed from the intelligence-sharing mechanism into a political clique. With a common language, a common historical background, and a coordinated attack target, such an axis is destined to erode international relations and allow hooliganism to rise to the diplomatic stage in the 21st century. This is not the first time the tame Beijing mouthpiece has lashed out at Five Eyes Intelligence Network or its members. As Breitbart News reported, last November it derided the alliance for daring to criticize China's ugly crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong, spraying extra venom at Australia, which the Times sneeringly dismissed as a vassal of the US. The Five Eyes is more like a criminal gang in which the US calls the tune and its pawns go fight for it or applaud it. The little brothers dare not poke the bubble even if what Washington demands is unreasonable. As time goes by, this has become the political correctness in the group, the Times said. Hu Zijin, Times editor-in-chief, is also fond of personally going on the attack. The Times published the editorial in reaction to Canada's decision this week to declare China's treatment of its ethnic minority Uyghur population in Xinjiang an act of genocide and to petition the International Olympic Committee, IOC, to move the 2022 Winter Olympic Games from Beijing. In President Donald Trump's final days in office, the U.S. became the first to declare China's actions in Xinjiang as genocide. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.